Now to talk some football, and there are some incredible results coming out of not just the A-League, but also over the English Premier League as well. We do we talk footy with Robbie Slater. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, we're really well. It's actually given us our inspiration for our talk topic today. Dave Carney heading off at halftime. What was the story there? What do we know about the fallout between Graham Arnold and Dave Carney?
Well, there won't be much fallout, but there's no doubt that he's done the old pack the bags, put your boots in, pick the ball if you can, and off you go.
He's
taken off at half time. To be honest, I'm a fan of David Carney, and obviously certainly towards the end, more towards the end of his career than the start.
Sure,
I have seen him have better halves of football. And he was on a yellow card, and there was a couple of tackles that could have gone either way. So Graham Arnold's, I think, first and foremost, because I don't think he was having a great game, and then you put the possibility 2-0 down of going to 10 men, and he's made a call, and Carney, he's literally spat the dummy and packed his bag up, and off he went. Now, they managed to get to him before he started his engine, and he was talked into coming back. And obviously, at that point, he's had his shower and put his suit on and watched the game in the room. So, not happy.
Yeah, Robbie, I suppose he calmed down, went back out and watched the rest of the game. But is the Carney incident, is it symptomatic of what's happening at Sydney FC at the moment? Or is it too much football with the Asian Champions League also?
The history since we've been in the Asian Champions League, and this is not making excuses for Sydney. It's just a fact that the teams have always struggled.
Yeah.
In the competition. In fact, if you go back to when the Wanderers actually won the competition, they finished second last in the league.
Mm.
So it's difficult to, with 18 or 19 players, which they've got at the moment because they've got injuries, to fight on two fronts. When the Japanese come here, they've got two teams. They've got 40 players to choose from.
Mm.
And they, Cashmo, who beat Sydney in Sydney 2-0, was nine changes from their first 11 that had played in the J-League. So that's what the Aussie clubs are up against. And until a salary cap goes, that's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Sydney, look, the excuses you can make, the Asian Champions League is a drain, there's no doubt. But the plain fact is they're in a dip. They have been for 5 weeks now. They haven't won in four games, all competitions included. So they're having a dip in form.
Mm.
They've certainly got it in them to turn it around. And if you look at Newcastle winning, there's 5 points for the Premier's plate, which is, unlike other competitions, is very important in our code. That's a big trophy.
Yeah.
Whereas in league and AFL and rugby, it's not really that important, the minor premiership. It is in football. 4 games to go, 5 points ahead. They should... Surely they're going to be good enough to stumble over the line to win that. But then it's about the finals. And I guess in one respect, you're better having this kind of form now than in 4 weeks' time when they start.
Mm. Ernie Merrick said they were a bit lucky, were they, the Jets?
They were. I watched the game. But
yeah.
It's what good teams do.
Yeah.
And they're not good, they win. And that's what Newcastle have done over in Wellington, who... Look, I didn't watch the whole game because I was out at Sydney getting ready for that one, but I saw enough of it. I think they had like 3 one-on-ones, Wellington. They just couldn't score. So, Newcastle got their goal and held on to it.
Mm. Yeah. EPL overnight and Liverpool
Here we go, you two.
Hey, Salah, 4 goals, top goal scorer.
He's a star.
He's
going to win the Premiership. Mm. Probably going to win the Golden Boot with Harry Kane out.
Yeah, well, well done, Liverpool, 5-0 Watford. Also, we had FA Cup matches being played. Tottenham, no surprise there, 3-0 over Swansea City. Man United, 2-0 Brighton Hove and Albion. And Matty Ryan wasn't in goal.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happened there. But,
no.
They're not, in England, they're not really ones for changing goalkeepers, particularly Matty Ryan's been in such great form. Manchester United need to win that. A lot of pressure mounting on Mourinho, but let's talk about Liverpool. 5-0 over Watford, and 4 goals to to Salah is just an amazing performance.
He's a star, yeah. So what is it? Manchester City 81 points after 30 games. United on 65 after third. Liverpool up to third now, 63 points on 31.
Yeah, I'm not playing yet.
Exactly. Mm. Quick one, Robbie, your column today. I think a lot of Sydney FC supporters would agree with you. The replacement for Graham Arnold, favourite son of the club, 8 years assistant coach, Steve Corica.
Yeah, look, it's the logical one. It's the one that will, you know, keep the stability as much as possible when a coach leaves. But it's going to be a massive job. You know, for Steve Corica, or if they don't go down that way, of course, for somebody else. Because, you know, there's already, I think, problems we're seeing. You've got David Carney, Alex Brosk and Luke Wiltshire, who wasn't there yesterday. They're all at the end of their contract and coming towards the end of their careers, so there's decisions to be made there. Jordi Bosch is going to leave, the centre-half, the Dutch centre-half. And we hear Adrian's not happy either because he doesn't have marquee status because Ninkovic and Bobo do. So, you know, there's going to be some problems, as we know, and you see with football teams, and doesn't matter what code it is, you know, success comes and then, you know, you have cycles. What they're going to have to be careful here is to manage it and make sure it's not the end of the cycle.
Absolutely. That's the challenge. Hey, Rob, thanks for that this morning. We'll speak again next week.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye.